Blog Talk Radio.
Your announcer Chuck Landington, welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. The nominees for the new class of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame were announced today. Spoiler alert, Alex Skolnick missed the cut yet again. On the bright side, the event's catering crew is short-staffed, so he might get some temp work passing out chicken skewers. Good for you, Alex. And now, here's the Metal Injection Livecast.
So, I don't think he means that. That seemed a little condescending of you.
Alex Skolnick is like the Sushi music.
Except he doesn't even get nominated.
That's right. You're right. He's beneath Susan Lucci.
Yeah. Jacqueline Zeman?
He's the man cow.
What?
Of the Rock and Roll Hall.
Okay.
I don't know. I had man cow on the mind.
Why?
I don't know.
That's all right.
Get it off.
Yeah.
Awful man cow.
You're right. I agree. Welcome to the live cast. It is Rock and Roll Rabba. I like that one.
All right, I'll stick with that.
With Synthwave Sydney.
Oh,
very creative.
New Metal Noah.
Ah.
And Doom Metal Darren.
That's I'll prove that.
Not doo-wop Darren?
Yeah, why? Because I'm old?
No, I just feel like you probably like more doo-wop than doom metal.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not a
Black
big fan
Sabbath?
Of doo-wop.
It's
like
Are
proto
they?
Doom
yeah.
metal.
First album? It's the first doom metal album. Well, that's...
It's like one of the first albums in general. I feel like it's the first doom metal album. It's also the first ska record.
What is your first doom record? 213-WIDE-NUT. That's 213-943-3688. We're live. The nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame were announced.
Oh, really?
It's so weird.
Totally missed
because
that.
They kind of double dip it. Like, first they're like, here's 20 artists that could be nominated. Mm-hmm.
They're nominated to be nominated.
Yeah, they're nominated to be nominated.
And aren't there...
And then there's a final list of like five or whatever.
Isn't there never more than 20 bands or artists who could be nominated at any given time? That seems like you're not...
Well, every year there's more because it's... The rule is it's 25 years since your first release.
Yeah.
That's all it is. All
right. But so, I mean, who the realistic ones, you know
what
I mean?
But 25 years ago is... Now 1993.
You know, Stacy Q is not going in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
But all of music,
the Veterans Committee,
up until 93, there's plenty. So, what's always fun to me is how pissed metalheads get that metal artists aren't nominated.
Because
It's like,
why isn't Celtic Frost in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? God damn it!
Well, to me, it's like. It's the one day a year metalheads remember there's a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Is when the
or anyone remembers.
True.
Eddie Trunk knows about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame every day.
It's a Rocket Hall of Fame, but does he know?
Johnny
about
Rockets,
Rockets.
He just goes. That's
all he knows about.
I said Rocket because Rob stepped on my toe.
Oh.
Just now.
The
Thanks
fuck?
A lot.
Get ready for it.
I need to like shift over so we're not directly.
Well, last year, Judas Priest were nominated to be nominated.
Okay.
And then they didn't get nominated, and people were like, this is. Bullshit, you know, they should. Which I
imagine
mean, like,
how mad they would have been if they didn't even get nominated to be nominated.
But like,
well, this year they weren't nominated.
These are
no,
the same
no
metal
worries.
Fans that get offended any time metal gets mainstream recognition in the first place. But
right.
then now they're offended if it doesn't get enough mainstream recognition.
They just like to be offended.
Yeah,
they find a situation
much.
And then whatever happens, they're
yeah.
offended by that outcome.
Yeah. So which what are they upset about this year?
Well, here are the nominees.
He does have a new album out.
So.
Eligible to be inducted this year, Radiohead.
They're obviously going to get in.
Yeah, for sure. Def Leppard.
Okay. They should.
Stevie Nicks.
Wait, hold on. Why is Def Leppard? Why should they be?
Yeah, I like them.
I'm not saying they're not good. I'm just saying, like, what are they? Are they that great that they should be in the Hall of Fame?
There might be.
They sold a lot of records.
Yeah. All right. How about this? Let's do it this way. Who's objectively the worst person in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? And let's see if Def Leppard's better than them.
I have no idea. I don't know who the Richie Ashburn of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame
is. Let me see.
Or
well,
the
you keep reading the list. I didn't
Bill Mazeroski.
I see. So, well, I'm curious how these nominations work because it doesn't really note that.
I see.
Like, who
didn't we have? Tim from Rage Against the Machine on, and he explained the whole process.
No,
didn't he? We talked like a lot about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with him.
Did we?
Yes.
I thought we talked about the Grammys. I don't remember.
I think the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
There's an awful lot of people in the Rock and Roll.
So,
and a lot of awful people.
These are the people eligible. Let me just get through the list. Radiohead, definitely getting in. Def Leppard, maybe. Stevie Nicks, maybe.
Stevie Nicks will dead. Those classic rock people worship Fleetwood Mac and anything related to.
Anyway.
Yeah. Rage Against the Machine, I think a pretty good bet.
Yeah.
Especially with the political times we're in. The Cure.
They should.
Devo.
I would, but I could see that being like a debate.
Janet Jackson,
it's
I feel like.
It's sort of weird that The Cure isn't already in to me. But anyways, go on. Janet Jackson?
Yeah.
Famous.
Yeah. Kraftwerk, I feel like they deserve to be in.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the same as Devo, where like they should, but maybe they're not famous enough.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like,
yeah,
I feel like Kraftwerk is responsible, essentially, for electronic music,
mm-hmm.
you know, so just
well, them and Casio.
Fair. LL Cool J, I guess he's good. They always have like a hip hop.
Yeah.
So they need someone there for Gene Simmons
also,
to be
it's
mad
been
about.
A lot more than 25 years.
Is there like a criteria like what makes someone eligible?
Your first album or single has to be released 25 years prior to,
and that's it.
Oh,
that's it.
Like,
yeah.
Then I guess
album
like
sale,
board members
influence.
Have to nominate you.
Yeah. Then I guess like so it's like the artists of that year, and then like other artists who like we should nominate these people, and then after this, so now that this list is here, wait, there's a few more: Roxy Music, Todd Rundgren, John Prine, and MC5. Who like how are they not in?
Once
I mean,
again, not super famous, more influential.
So now 1,000 artists, historians, journalists, and members of the music industry vote, and then there's a fan vote as part of it.
They don't really count the votes.
And then they come up with the class. And so people are like, oh, Judas Priest, Iron Maiden, how are these bands not in?
No, wait, Judas Priest was up for it last year and then took a step back from even that.
It fell off the ballot.
Well, it's not like their debut album didn't come out in 92.
Yeah.
It's just they, I guess there was enough buzz around them since they were on their comeback.
And then they didn't make it. So people are like, hey, I guess they'll never make it. Forget it.
Maybe, yeah.
That's sad.
I say Iron Maiden, yes. Judas, yes. Def Leppard, no.
Was Iron Maiden, they're not in it already? Either?
No, they've never, I don't think they've ever been nominated.
Is it international bands too? Or just Americans?
Well, Iron Maiden is an international band.
Yeah, Kraftwerk is an international band. Yeah, so yeah.
Oh, I see. There's a little thing here. It says all your band members have to have two arms.
Oh, well then. That's
what it is. I couldn't get that joke out. Fuck.
Then I guess Def Leppard's not getting in. That's fucked up that they'd even put him on the list then if the rules say no.
It's the tease.
Def Leppard were really big, but I feel like they were before my time. I never, like, got – I mean, I get it, but I don't get it.
Yeah,
catchy pop metal.
You just advocated for them being in the Hall of Fame, though. So if you don't get it,
I did.
Yeah, because I said shouldn't be in, and you said what? Really? No, come on. Def Leppard.
Just on the like they're super popular. They sold like 20 million records or whatever.
How would you heard Photograph? I mean, come on, guys.
Did you just like look that up on your phone or something?
I had to make sure it was Def Leppard.
Yeah,
that's funny that I said at Nickelback right after that, and they have Photograph, and it's a perfect. Like a comparison there.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
No, that's like...
Except Def Leppard's Photograph is way better.
Yeah.
Way catchier.
And he was born with two arms.
Right.
So maybe it's like just no
How
flipper babies. The plane
Diabetes?
Crash. Plane
okay.
crash.
Oh.
Fair enough.
Bus crash, plane crash, some...
Something crashed.
Yeah. Crash symbol sliced off his arm. That would be a pretty... Then you're automatically into the Hall of Fame if like one of your instruments...
Right.
...takes off a limb.
That's like combat.
Yeah.
That's like being a Purple Heart or something.
Or also his heart is purple from all the cocaine. So.
And enlarged and engorged with blood.
Engorged with blood, are they nominated?
Fake.
Oh, damn it.
I know, I do know someone we're forgetting that really should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I might be in the minority on this. You tell me what you think. No, that's not the front, no.
There probably is, like, a New York hardcore fan on Twitter who was, like, getting ready. He had the draft of, like, why isn't it enough? And then he's like, you know, this is ridiculous, and didn't even bother.
He even knew.
Yeah.
That person typing that knew.
Sanity kicked in halfway through the tweet, and he just deleted it. Together, it's not going to happen.
I mean, Darren, you know, that's, I know you're kidding, but I do have a band I feel seriously should be considered for the Rock Hall, and their contribution is huge.
Well, has it been 25 years?
That's true. Maybe
that's
they're on the,
they're not eligible.
Right, they're on the short list.
They've got time.
I mean, come on, this is art.
I feel like Shat should at least be nominated to be nominated. Can we get them on that list?
Rob, get on the board with the sole purpose of getting Shat mentioned.
Couldn't you really get on the board? Like, what are the requirements to get on the board?
Are you
I believe you have to be in the Recording Academy, the RIAA.
So how do you do that?
You have to pay for a membership.
How much does that cost?
I don't know, a couple hundred bucks.
$80,000 USD.
And that's it? You just pay that membership due and you get to vote?
Well, you also have to, like, work in the, you know. Like,
but you sort of do.
You're an influencer.
You're right.
Yeah.
Right.
As he eats a cheese puff.
I'm a journalist. I'm a respected journalist.
Why would you put a cheese puff in your mouth right as you're talking?
For the comedic effect. Doing a bit.
And also eating a snack.
And also these cheese noodles are good.
And they're delicious.
Speaking of 80,000 USD.
Oh, yeah. But there's a metalinjection.com. I don't know if that domain, I don't know if that domain is available.
It's just a site.
Hey,
Rob's sister has a website.
Don't talk about my sister. But so one of our listeners, also named Rob, but with two B's.
And an A at the end?
No, not me. He's been emailing me saying that he, like, he went to metalinjection.com. Just a quick recap before I actually tell the story. Is on the show many moons ago, I talked, somebody called in and asked why we don't own metalinjection.com, why we only own metalinjection.net. And I explained at the time the domain was taken, but nothing existed on it. And then
it's a squatter.
And then, yeah, somebody squatted on it. And basically, they're making money off people trying to hit our website. And I had emailed this because it's like a this is big business squatting. Like, people, they'll buy thousands, tens of thousands of domains.
Now, when you originally made metalinjection.net, the .com version was something, right?
No, it was nothing.
So you just chose it?
It was just
already being squatted at that time?
It was registered, but, like, if you go to the website, there was nothing.
It was like a molding site.
Yeah, I thought it had something on it.
Was it a molding site? I don't remember.
Metal injection.
All right, I could be wrong. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, regardless, a squatter took it, and then one day I was like, oh, well, how much would it be? I forget what, or maybe I made an offer.
I think you were kind of half joking, but you just said, what's the price?
Yeah. And they responded, 85,000 USD. And so we had a laugh. We went, ha, 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 ha.
You forgot a decimal point somewhere.
You had a whole show meme about it.
But then the weird thing is this company kept harassing me, like, hey, are you still interested?
And it was going up, though, right?
Like, well, yeah, it was like, oh, I could do 2,000. And then he was like, well, it's actually 125,000 USD. And so then I was just like, all right, I could do a $50 down payment and I will do $20 a month for this. Like, all right, yeah, whatever, we'll play this game. And they stopped emailing me once they were like, all right, that's ridiculous. But now we get to present day. As I was mentioning, I've been emailing with a listener of ours, Rob. He emailed with them, and he's going back and forth, and he put in an offer of $10,000,
legitimately, like he plans to pay it, or?
Oh no, he was just emailing with the guy, and he was like, "Well, I'm willing to pay $10,000, like just to see what the guy says." And the guy went as far as to send him like a shopping cart checkout. Oh, $10,000 work. Like we could do this right now. Like the owner is willing to do it for $10,000.
Okay.
So are you gonna?
No. That's absurd.
Why pay him off for his scheme?
But so then like I email again being like, hey, I'll give you $2,000, which I would be willing to pay. $2,000 seems like a reasonable.
That's your ceiling?
Like $2,000-$3,000.
Careful, because they might be listening.
They might be listening, but like I can't imagine paying any more than $3,000. It is beyond whatever the value.
Well, how about this? What if you reach out to them and you ask what other domains they're squatting on, and maybe you could get like a buy one get two kind of. Like I'll do the $8,000, but I want these three other domains also. Like throw them in.
No, I don't want.
But you never know what they might have.
He has piercingmetal.info.
Yeah.
Like, what else could it be?
Lambgoat.noah. You never know.
I didn't know that was an extension.
It is now.
Oh, okay.
Just so she finally will go there for Metal News. It'll redirect to Metal Injection, and she can just send proper links now.
Yeah, when you were doing the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame story, I was kind of lost because it didn't show up on the
team
from Lambgoat.
Because it's not metal, Rob.
Unreal.
Shlomo China, that biz.
But I just want to give a big up. People still give big ups to Rob for his negotiating skills. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Let's see if there's any update. Because the guy was like, "Oh no, it's that's way too low." And I was like, "Well, you just offered somebody else like less than."
Oh, you blew up his spot?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Why not?
Because he's still negotiating.
No, he's not.
Not anymore. Now he blew up the whole thing. Let him keep going with that until he gets a price you like.
Oh,
go to hell.
I just got a will pass.
You did or Rob?
I did.
Rob.
Because now they think they've got a $10,000 offer that's about to happen.
Well, no, it's going to expire. The offer expires like in a day or two.
Okay.
We'll see. Let me see. I'll go. I'm willing to go as high as $2,500.
If that Rob guy was smart, he'd reach out to like Blabbermouth and all your competitor sites.
Yeah. Why would it has no value to Blabbermouth? What
they
value?
Hear it on this show.
Fair.
So funny.
But if they have that domain and it just redirects to their site,
mm-hmm.
wouldn't that cost you some clicks? Maybe it's in their interest. Maybe like all the other metal sites could go in on this, like 25% each or something, and
maybe
then
we all can
every
go in.
Month by month it redirects to a different one of their sites. It's just not yours.
Dude, why don't you go work at Blabbermouth and then put this plan into action?
Get myself clean shaven and put on a suit and go to their offices tomorrow with this pitch. I'm going to bring you down,
work.
Rob. What?
Could be your life's work.
Yeah.
Give you a purpose.
I feel like bringing me down is just
it's
work.
True. It's already.
What if Phil Labonte buys
Oh, my God.
Metal-injection.com.
You know what? If he blows $10,000 on metalinjection.com.
Even Alpha, that's nothing to him. Spends that on rifles.
I would be totally okay with that.
Or Frankie Palmieri.
Oh, I think. I don't even know what's happening.
He might not have $10,000.
Is he in a band still? What's he doing?
Yeah, no, they're doing all right. He got all new members. Like, the entire band quit, and then he got all new members.
And are those members ready to quit?
No, they're still in the band. They're doing all right. They put out a...
Is there anything new from... The one with the guy that wanted to kill his wife? What's...
As I Lay Dying?
Yeah, As I Lay Dying.
You don't need to know the name of that band.
Lost Prophets, Rob. Look that up. A few weeks ago, the story came out that he's getting a master's in social work.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, put him around kids. Good.
So are they not doing the band then? Is he going to be a social worker? Or is this... What is
they're
this?
Doing it.
Wait, Ian Watkins?
No, Tim Lambesis.
I wasn't sure there.
While he was in jail, he did some college courses.
Fun for him.
We don't need to keep him away from We need to keep him away from adult women.
Yeah.
He goes, "I'm slowly getting comfortable sharing parts of my life, little by little."
Thank
God. We're glad you're getting comfortable.
What a success story.
taken at the end of the school year party last semester. I can't believe it's already a new year. So there's a photo of him smiling, which, again, very creepy. A lot of people have been asking what I've done for most of my time over the past 5+ years.
No one's asking that.
School is one of many things. It's hard for me to sit idle, so I took almost every class I could. I got a handful of undergraduate degrees in the process. What a gross brag.
Yeah.
But what interested me most were courses in addiction treatment. I ended up becoming a certified addiction treatment counselor.
Ugh.
And started working as a case manager for a year in the process of collecting field hours for my certification. Then in 2017, I began a Master of Social Work program. The smile you see here comes from a sense of relief after finishing the first year of my master's.
Boy, it's nice to be a rich white guy.
Yeah.
Yep.
You can do whatever you want.
He's not even that rich. I mean,
right. He actually lost all of his earnings.
Well, how did he afford to pay for the
classes?
I don't think you have to when you're in jail. It's just like
our tax dollars, or like the tax dollars of the community.
Listen, if it betters him and he doesn't try to kill any more people, then that's a win.
Well,
he's
out
it.
Of jail now, yeah. So the master's thing he is paying for, and the answer is his parents are rich.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Trust from what? Do you know what? Where their money?
No,
came from?
I don't know what the money is. That I do not know. Yeah, I just know that they're very well off.
They were in Def Leppard.
I just want to say this comeback story. You know where this ends, right? 2030. And when starts with a degree in social work, and he works his way up the ladder.
To step up. From where we are now.
We're not having felons become presidents, but...
I'd rather have Tim Limbuzas than...
He only endangered one woman that
yeah.
I know of.
He's definitely pro-abortion, probably. As long as the fetus is female, I guess. And might one day want to marry him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
But he's probably more progressive than Brett Kavanaugh.
Oh, my God. Joseph Goebbels is more progressive than Kavanaugh.
Have we talked about
yes.
Phil Labonte having a Patreon for himself?
You could talk about something else before Phil Labonte.
Well, I guess we could actually discuss something a worthwhile cause.
Yes.
Tidal is a different kind of music streaming app that fosters the relationship between artists and fans and values diversity in music. They offer unlimited music and video available completely ad-free. Play your favorite classics, discover new artists, and don't miss their upcoming benefit concert on October 23rd. Tidal's fourth annual benefit concert, Tidal X Brooklyn, supports criminal justice reform. In our criminal justice system, over 65% of prisoners serving life without parole for nonviolent offenses are African American. One in every 15 African American males is incarcerated, compared to just one in every 106 white men. That means that one in three African American males can expect to go to prison in their lifetime. All net proceeds from Tidal X Brooklyn help support charity organizations dedicated to reforming these stats, such as the Equal Justice Initiative, Reform, the Innocence Project, and Cut 50. Past concerts have featured artists like Stevie Wonder, Nicki Minaj, Jay-Z, and Jennifer Lopez.
Don't miss the free live stream of Tidal X Brooklyn on October 23rd. Tune in and donate to the cause at Tidal.com/Brooklyn. That's Tidal.com/Brooklyn.
So, yeah.
My mouth. You had that whole copy read to get the popcorn
seconds.
Out. You just put more in.
And I muted the mic for our listeners' sake.
Oh, I was like, why do I hear it then? And I'm like, wait, no, that's just me hearing my body.
Yeah.
Life is crazy, y'all. But Labonte has a Patreon, which I imagine it is for middle-aged women or middle-aged gay men. Because so for $3 a month, he'll follow you.
Follow you where? Like home?
On Twitter, Instagram, or YouTube. Or so you only get one follow. For $10 a month, you get a private Snapchat.
No, he just says racist things, probably.
Says, I'll send personal messages and stuff. from this one. I'll make sure I reply to every message unless it gets crazy, but then I'll up the price.
Yeah.
Supply and demand.
Fuck you.
I feel like maybe we have talked about this because that sounds familiar.
I don't remember.
Right. And
I forget a lot.
And then you can give him $20 or more a month.
Where do we sign up for this?
And he has eight patrons for this.
Wait, sorry. He has eight what?
Patrons.
He has eight patrons
that are paying $20 or more.
That doesn't sound like a lot to me for someone that's like borderline, like kind of famous.
Well, he has 45 total.
Oh, okay.
But
so
if
what's
you
the eight mean?
Eight are just doing this $20 or more a month, which means you get the Snapchat, he follows you, and you get one ticket to a show when All That Remains comes to your town.
Fucking deal.
How many of them even live in towns where All That Remains would come?
And how often do they tour? Twice or three times a year? Like,
that's too many.
It's how much is a ticket? $25.
That's too much.
So $75. So you like they're not going to come to your town every like
right.
three times in 4 months.
Right.
What's the point of doing this?
Also,
the point of doing this is to support it. You know, like I
was going
to
say, then you have to sit through an All That Remains show. Too.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
I also like the $20 or more. Like, who's like, that's not a good, like, make it $50 then. Because who's going to do or more?
Well, it's whatever you can afford.
So I can only afford 75 cents, but I still want all that shit.
Only afford 75 cents, then no, I'm sorry.
I get nothing?
Patron.
You can still support him with your 75 cents a month. He'll take that.
Yeah, he'll take it. He just won't give you anything.
You just won't get shit because you can't pay.
Can I get a retweet, Phil?
I have nothing in principle wrong with what he's doing. I think it's fine. It's just that two things that rub me the wrong way about this is, one, he's a dick.
What?
Two... he's fairly comfortable already doing what he does.
Is he though?
Maybe not. Maybe not.
Maybe
you got a panhandle on the internet.
Instead of asking,
well, I don't think it's. I don't think it's panhandle.
Hold. Instead of asking for a government handout, he's just asking for a handout from his fans.
Yeah, like I said, I don't think it's. I don't think doing I think Patreon should be basically the way all music and artists get paid and stuff. I think it's great or something like that. But it's just. I feel he's. Like made a ton of money already. Doesn't that seem tasteless in a way? Maybe I'm wrong.
I get what you're saying. It kind of positions him as a smaller star than he should feel like projecting. That he should be projecting.
Maybe
or
Sid's
maybe
right.
He likes money.
Hmm?
Or he likes money.
Well, sure.
If just because he has a lot of money doesn't mean he couldn't.
Right, you can't. Yeah, that's fair as well.
Like, I feel more inclined to support the Patreon of someone that just, you know, got their shit together and made music in their garage or something.
Yeah,
or whatever kind of art they're doing. You know, as opposed to a guy that's on a gigantic label or whatever.
Yeah, and this guy's not really giving you art for the Patreon contribution.
Right. He's just like, you can talk to me.
Or giving the money to make, like, does he need the money to record an album? Like, what does it say why he's doing this? What he needs the money for?
Oh, right. That's a good point. Let's see. Let's add.
Is there a mission statement?
We already let people talk to us for free. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Fuck you, Phil. So you think he's actually going to do something with it?
No,
Phil Labonte is creating music, fitness, lifestyle and social commentary.
Oh, we got to see that.
So that's what it's.
Commentary?
Yeah, what's the fitness one?
Does he have any of this shit up yet?
Well, you have to pay for it.
But I mean,
I guess he has
samples.
He posts rehearsal footage.
Wow.
He posts a workout footage, him with guns, installing a trigger on a 700, it says.
So this is all one video because he does all these things.
It's just like YouTube links, like. Why is anybody paying for this?
It's unlisted YouTube videos.
So you could find this.
Well, someone who's a patron could copy the link and send it to anybody else.
Rob?
I'm not going to do it.
Robert?
No.
What if we start a Patreon just to get money to donate to his Patreon and then share the links with everyone?
Robert.
Like
well,
you.
We are going to start a Patreon.
We have
been discussing it. Yes.
What?
We
the announcement.
No one told Sid?
Yeah, I guess I was absent.
You were at Tangerine with us.
You were there. Right. We're working on it. We want to make it worth your while. Then we don't want it to be a handout. We're working on perks and extra content that we wouldn't change anything we're doing about the show currently. It would be just more stuff that you could pay for if you want.
What we
if?
Have something in the can.
Mm-hmm. Noah's got something in her can. Watch out,
oh my God, this whole time? Wow.
No, I have something in my throat.
Well, some people are into that too. What if people only want videos of you loading rifles, Rob? Through secret YouTube.
I mean, if they pay enough, if they pay $20 or more.
So you're saying if they pay enough, you're willing to make a video of you doing anything?
No, I'm not saying, I'm not saying that.
That's what I got picked up from that.
I'm not saying anything. I'm saying I would pay, I would do what Sid suggested.
We should have a tier where you get videos of Babka and Bruno.
Sure. 69ing.
Oh.
Like separate, like cute doggy videos.
Dudorino asks, how much for a stretching tutorial from Rob as a Patreon part?
You could do that without it being risque. Like you could not take your clothes
off.
We'll
get off like model balls.
Yeah, demonstrate what you do, but not on yourself.
Model balls. Maybe Rob's balls are good enough to be model balls. You don't know.
Yeah, I guess we haven't seen them.
Yeah. Rob, what do you think? You have model balls?
That's a great question. I'd have to take a look at some references from like balls of models for ball models to see how my balls stack up.
Are there ball models?
Balls now?
Well, I will say I've gotten many compliments on my testicles, so.
Many
aesthetics or flavor grooming
flavor.
Who's complimenting you?
Aesthetic and size.
Are you saying you have many bed partners? Is that what you're implying?
No,
there?
At the Schmitz.
Everybody at the Schmitz is like, wow, those are some low angles.
Some guy stepped on your balls as you were walking,
it was
dragging.
Really
hot
them. In there.
My, I'm sorry, I stepped on your balls, but they're very nice.
I thought it was a pool noodle. It's just a long testicle.
I thought I dropped a rubber band.
Oh, all right.
Have you ever measured how low your balls hang when it's really hot?
No.
Measure like with like a yardstick or something?
Yeah, or just like, you know, just like really see how far they drop from your body.
No, I've never considered that.
I don't drop that far.
I don't.
I don't think they. Maybe a few inches down.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's not necessarily the drop. It's just the moisture accumulation and the friction against my thighs. That's the problem.
Well, mine drop, but it's not like some dramatic.
It's
like,
not. Yeah.
Not
like,
at my knee or anything.
No.
Yeah, it's not like a no. Yeah, like sure. Yeah, like but it's.
Wait.
Fine.
Yeah, they are at your knee.
No, they drop. I'm saying yeah, they drop, but it's not some insanely noticeable.
Oh, okay.
Amount. I notice more when they contract if it's cold.
Yes, they get like a Spalding. They get like a handball.
Yeah.
Like a, and it's like kind of, there's no elasticity.
It's really just the skin. Yeah, it's like the skin that's camp. Like the balls are the same size.
Yeah. We're talking about the sack, really.
Yeah, the sack.
Right.
Sack.
I mean, I guess I just like associate the sack. Like I just call that balls.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, just so like, you know, when I say ball stretching, I really mean sack stretching. I'm not.
Right.
Touching my ball.
Like
I'm going out of my way to avoid touching my balls because that's sensitive. Like it's not about that.
Yeah.
But you're saying your sack is completely dead and soulless. So
that's sure. In that sense, yes. My I enjoy punishing my sack.
You're a bad sack, aren't you? Why can't you be good like your brother, the testes?
Your sack needs discipline.
Mm-hmm. It's a sad sack.
Your parents didn't.
You lack discipline. You're soft.
It's tired. It's a knapsack.
That's a very underrated joke.
I should have got a bigger laugh.
I tried, but then I started coughing.
Something, something called a sack.
Oops, sorry.
You lack discipline.
What is that from?
That's the kindergarten cop.
Jesus Christ.
You lack discipline.
You just had that ready?
No, I just Googled it really quick.
Lord, that is
I do have a few Arnold.
You can get any Arnold soundbite within 2 seconds on the internet.
Giving away the behind the scenes here.
Judorino says, keep it down, guys. My work employees are making weird faces.
What?
He has employees, Judorino? That seems wrong.
I think he means coworkers.
Didn't Deuterino just go out and visit Devin?
Yeah, over the weekend he went, or Monday he went to Colorado.
Yeah,
and he came back.
That was really
day.
Sweet. I saw pictures. Warmed my heart.
Yeah, they went to Devin's show, right?
Mm-hmm. Did it warm your ball sack?
I don't know. We got a caller, actually.
Oh, sure.
Area code 708.
You're on the air.
Hey, guys. Joe from Chicago.
What's up, Joe?
Que pasa?
I have to vent. Had a strange day today.
Do tell.
So, I'm on my way to work, and I don't know what the laws are in New York, but I'm walking to work, and I see this dog tied up to a fence at a Walgreens, and it was a puppy on top of it all. I don't know if that...
On top of the dog?
You, No. Some drunk guy decided to tie up their dog to a fence at Walgreens while he was buying more vodka. So I went inside Walgreens and notified the cashier. This big white guy tells me, "That's my dog." I'm like, "Oh." And I walk away as slowly as I could. And I was listening to last week's show to make me have a good laugh because he pissed me off.
Now, I don't.
Why did you notify the cashier? What was going on with the puppy that you...
Cruelty.
I don't want to be unsupportive, but I don't see where that was like an egregious, like, what's wrong with doing that?
Because of, the dog had a pincher collar on top of it all, and the dog was trying to...
Oh, it was in distress, the dog.
Hmm.
Yeah. Will you leave Babka tied up to a pole?
No,
I've learned this lesson.
Because Babka is like a scared, like her.
Yeah.
She can't.
I leave Bruno
like
tied up right outside of the bagel store, but I'm always looking at him through the window, and he's always looking at me.
Yeah, there's like full glass
yeah.
windows.
Only
there.
Like if I could always keep him in my eyesight, and also like if he's used to it, like if we go there all the time and he knows.
Yeah. But what if you really needed more booze?
I don't drink, so that'll never be the case.
That is the thing. I agree with you in that, like, take your fucking dog home and then go back outside and get it without your dog tied to the... Also, it's Walgreens. Bring the dog into Walgreens. It's fine.
Wait, what Walgreens is selling vodka?
No, out of New York, they sell them at the drugstores, yeah.
Are you saying that because it's cold outside that is cruel, or is something else?
Just the dog being alone.
No, just in general.
The dog had one of those pincher collars that are effective if they're used right, but if the dog is just...
What is a pincher collar?
Okay, that's different.
The one with the claws?
Yeah.
No, those chain ones with the claws that are supposed to just kind of like...
The dog has claws, not the...
No, the collar. Haven't you ever seen those like metal...
Are the claws pointing out?
No, they're pointing into the dog. And the point of it is for training to like... It's almost like, you know, like how the mom has the teeth or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But if you're using it wrong and the dog is pulling itself, then it could be painful.
I remember when you got Bruno the Baron von Raschke collar that he was wearing all the time.
Bruno von Raschke.
Yeah.
But wait, if it's painful for the dog to pull, then wouldn't the dog just stop pulling? And then the pain goes away?
No, puppies are stupid.
But also, the puppy would have separation anxiety.
Lesson.
I will not abide any of your anti-puppy bigotry on this program. Please.
These puppies need the same kind of discipline as Rob's testicle.
The puppy was just trying to stretch himself.
You're a bad puppy.
Bad.
And then I was late to work because of this. And then after work, I left my keys inside my apartment after I threw out the garbage. So I was locked out of my apartment.
That sucks. That's happened to me. Well, look, your heart was in
the
right place.
So I'm lucky that I have a relative who lives 5 blocks away from me, so I had to stay there until someone had keys. And then I found out, they had a spare set of keys.
I was just going to say that you should give that relative a spare set. But you guys already did.
Oh, they had one.
Why wouldn't they tell you that? I guess they wanted to hang out with you. Why didn't you hang out with these relatives?
Apparently, they thought they lost them.
Well, thank goodness they didn't.
Yeah, it was one of those weird days.
Hey, she said it.
The rule, sorry.
Sorry, Joe. Stay warm.
Now we're going to keep her on hold because that's the telephone equivalent of tying her to a fence at Walgreens.
With a claw, pinch her collar.
Oh, my God, Sid.
Well, we stretched that call out there. Far enough.
Do you think she's ever met John from Chicago?
Pretty big city.
Oh. They should have a meetup. They sound like they might be a cute couple.
Just because they're a man and a woman?
I don't know. They
in
just
Chicago?
Seem like they, well, they both like the podcast a lot.
It's true. They do have that in common.
John's had some nightmare date situations recently.
If they haven't met, they should.
Yeah. And then Devin will show up for some reason. And Deuterina will fly out to see them.
Yeah.
A big old live cast fan orgy.
Yeah.
Nina will
well,
come up.
Let's not put them in an orgy. They might not want to consent to that.
Do you
want to
be in a live cast orgy? 213 Wide Nuts. That's the number to dial. 213-943-3688.
I don't want to be in front of Congress in 30 years saying we organized an orgy and can't remember
yeah,
it.
The real devil's triangle.
I thought that was a drinking game.
Apparently. Now it is. Well, the Supreme Court says so. I guess that's what it has to be, right, officially?
They're going to codify the Devil's
yeah.
Triangle into law.
The first Supreme Court justice to be quoted on Urban Dictionary.
Well, we don't know that.
I guess Clarence Thomas probably long dong silvered his way
sure
on there.
RBG is in there.
I guess maybe. Ginsburg, though that's not her, actually her saying.
Yeah,
so.
That's true. That's an SNL.
Sorry, Rob.
I forgive you.
No, he was talking to Rob at Two Bees.
Yes.
Oh, the other Rob.
Not you.
The one who actually gets shit done.
That guy stretches his sack and his testes out. The real go-getter.
And his wallet and some high-level negotiations.
Yeah.
He may soon own metal. He may be your boss.
Yes,
he might
seriously.
Metalinjection.com.
You'll have to add two Bees to your name to top him. It's whoever has the most Bees at the end of Rob.
So I'll have three Bees?
Yeah.
Rob, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
This could escalate quickly. Yeah.
Rob, blah, blah, blah.
But it's $10,000 per Bee.
Oh, no.
So you should have just bought the website.
You should just, what you do is everywhere you go, you have Shlomo announce you. And then there'll be more and more Bees. And he won't have that. So you'll have more Bees than anyone could possibly top. I'd just be like,
you know?
No.
What was he saying no to? I wonder.
No, it was, he was saying something. And unintelligible, and we were trying to cull what we thought
and
he meant,
wrong.
And we were wrong. And he's going, no.
Well, we made that out.
But what I don't remember is what the
PU.
What that was. What was he like? I know it's firing a laser or whatever, but like I don't know why he was making that sound.
Zero recollection of why.
Someone happened to just listen to that show in the archive. Please remind me why he says pew pew pew.
Please. It's very important.
Yeah, boo.
Or Shlomo. Shlomo can just call and remind us.
You think he remembers?
He doesn't remember.
That's true. Well, he might. He's a different person now.
Yeah, he's like a father now, probably.
Oh, no.
Wasn't there something that happened in, like, Williamsburg that we wanted to talk about?
Oh, with
the
Jews.
With, like, the Jews and the...
Oh, with the Jew. Well, specific subset.
The Orthodox.
Chabad Lubavitchers. Yeah, when we say the Jews, we're not like mocking. Oh, we're Jews.
We mean the religious fanatics.
I was walking to the subway by work.
Also, it wasn't in Williamsburg, by the way. It was in
Borough Park. Yeah.
Sorry. Just real quickly, as you pull that up, I was walking into the subway by work, and all of a sudden I hear this like music coming down the block through like an air horn.
Oh,
and
boy.
I look over, and it's this Orthodox kid like driving a truck.
Oh, God.
And the trailer has a decal of the Mashiach on it.
Mashiach.
Is it
that.
Rabbi Lubavitch? Or
I don't know. It was just like the Mashiach is coming.
His name isn't Rabbi Lubavitch. He's the Lubavitcher Rabbi, Menachem Schneerson.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Rest in peace.
And you know how stupid that is. Sid converted to Chabad before the show today.
I have this foggy memory of, as a very young child, probably elementary school age, my parents taking me to see this guy.
Yeah, I met him too.
Really?
Yeah.
And he gave me a piece of white chocolate.
Get out of here.
So this actually happened. I'm not like making it up.
The
it
white
was that
chocolate
guy.
Was the body.
Oh, well,
of
I don't know the white chocolate part. I don't know about that part.
White
no,
chocolate.
Like Jewish parents that aren't into all this shit went to see this guy.
My
oh, he's like a fucking...